In Northwest News on KNKX, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray unveiled two reports this month filled with recommendations on how to solve the city's homelessness crisis. They mark a shift in strategy for getting people into permanent homes. 88.5's Will James talked to Rachel File, a professor at the University of Washington's Evans School of Public Policy and Governance, about what that means.
So one of the major themes in these reports seems to be a shift from a strategy called transitional housing to what's called rapid rehousing. Can you explain what those things mean?
Sure. And this shift has been happening for some time nationally and somewhat locally as well, but these reports certainly seem to put the nail in the coffin for transitional housing. Transitional housing is a place for people who are homeless to go for a fixed period of time, where they receive services that are intended to help them in the future when they no longer have this supportive housing environment. It typically is available for families or individuals for up to a year. Sometimes we see transitional housing for up to 2 years, but it is not a permanent housing arrangement. The idea behind transitional housing is that with some support and some time, families are then quote, housing ready to move on to self-sufficiency and independent living.
And what about rapid rehousing?
Rapid rehousing is a very different type of intervention, which aims to get families and individuals experiencing homelessness into the private rental market as soon as possible, or returning to the private rental market as soon as possible, primarily through the use of short-term rental subsidies, as well as some housing locator services, so assistance in actually finding the units, and finally some supportive case management that will help in a short term take care of any barriers those experiencing homelessness may be able to overcome with a little bit of assistance.
Part of what you study is which strategies work to get people from a state of homelessness into homes. What do we know about which of these strategies works better?
So we know pretty well that transitional housing does not work very well. I was pleased to see the city and the larger region moving away from transitional housing, which we know is not very effective in getting families and individuals into a permanent housing situation. Rapid rehousing is a much newer intervention, and results are mixed and, frankly, largely unknown. We see that some families and individuals are able to stabilize using rapid rehousing. We don't know if those are the same families who would have exited homelessness on their own without any assistance, or if these are additional families who are able to achieve permanent housing stability thanks to rapid rehousing.
The thing about rapid rehousing, we're talking about people in severe economic distress. Some may have addiction or behavioral health issues. They get maybe 6 months of subsidies, and then they're on their own for rent. On its face, it sounds risky. Why does it work?
From my perspective, I don't think we know that it works right now. It is an unknown. It's cliche to say we need more research, but rapid rehousing is a relatively new intervention and trend in homelessness. And currently, there has only been one randomized control trial on a very large scale that I'm aware of that included rapid rehousing as one of the interventions. And that was focused exclusively on family homelessness and families who had been in shelters for more than 7 days. And that study showed that rapid rehousing performed better than transitional housing and somewhat better than just emergency shelter use, but far worse than a voucher or a permanent rental subsidy.
Rapid rehousing in a city where a 400-something square foot apartment might cost $1,600 a month seems really difficult to achieve. Do you have any concerns about a shift toward rapid rehousing in this housing market?
I have some concerns about rapid rehousing related to our housing market. It's hard to frame that as a shift because I agree that transitional housing is not a good strategy. So to the degree that we want to stop doing something we know doesn't work, I think that's a smart idea. It absolutely is a challenge with rapid rehousing to find enough rental stock to house those experiencing homelessness. Anyone who has rented an apartment recently knows that there's lots of competition. Pricing is competitive. So if we think about putting more and more faith in the private rental market, I think that's an area that we'll have to watch carefully and see if, in fact, the people experiencing homelessness are able to achieve housing stability in this environment. Many of the cities who appear to have achieved success using rapid rehousing are in a very different economic climate with declining rents and much higher vacancy rates than what we have here in Seattle.
That's Rachel File, a professor at the University of Washington, speaking with 88.5's Will James.